What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Let's go Saturday night. Jim will have no blood in his body. Certainly not in his legs. Lions laying 9.5 as they welcome in the Commanders. Your total is a Texas Tech-esque 55.5. And when I tell you there's no consensus on this game, Jim, there is no consensus. It is two-way action, both side and total. I know you have a huge opinion on it, and I want you to just do your thing because, candidly, I don't have nearly the opinion. Go ahead, buddy.
I mean, it's Disco Inferno. It's Lions lay the 8.5. And to me, a lot of the cap is not just fandom, but football. The Lions are going to face a run defense that ranks 30th in the sport. And I think Gibbs has come on as a lead back. I think he can hit the edges here specifically. And you can blow the top off early. I look at Jaden Daniels, and I think they'll hit their plays. And maybe you're going to go over here, Mike. I think you could condone the over. But I think the Lions are going to have the ball. I think they're going to move the ball. I think they're going to score a bunch of touchdowns. And you're going to force the Commanders to play near perfect football on the road in a completely different environment than they had last week in Tampa. I like Detroit here. I like Aaron Glenn scheming up some disguises against a rookie quarterback, trying to get to him. He's been sacked the 6th most in football. I like the Lions here. Lay the points. They have the largest margin of victory all year. I think they make a statement in their home opener in the postseason.
And people, I don't think there's anything irrational there. No sequin shirt jokes. Look, here's where the volatility exists. If you want to know why I'm hung up, it's both these teams. Are we going to see 6, 7, 8, 10 fourth down attempts in this game? Total?
The variance.
So let's say the Lions have a great day. Let's say the Lions are a fucking machine and they go 3 for 4. Two of them are inside the red zone. And instead of kicking field goals, they're getting sevens. Break the Commanders back. And here come the Commanders in a big spot on the road. And all of a sudden, we went 1 for 6 on fourth down. Yeah. They're going to get boat raced.
Yeah.
But if it goes the other way, and again, I think the Lions are winning the game, but like,
it's just about how much, right? Can they keep them at arm's length away? 8.5 is a big number, right? Yeah. You got to keep them a possession, two possessions away. You got to keep them two plays away down the stretch.
Yeah. I got 9.5 everywhere. Wow. 9.5. Great. Googly moogly. Yeah, it's not. Oh, yeah,
FanDuel did move it to 9.5. We did picks earlier today at 8.5. It is 9.5. You're right.
My God. Now, does that shake you at all or no?
Not in the double digit disco is a 10 or more. It's okay. Right where it is. Now, I mean, there clearly is a middle here where you get fucked 8.5, 9.5. But I think if you're in at 8.5, 9.5, it's not a bridge too far to get to. I mean, come on now.
Come on, man. I'm making scratch made bolognese Saturday night. Can I just enjoy the pasta and watch the fucking game? Can I just root for my people in Detroit here to win and not stress? And even the over. I mean, this thing is up to 55.5.
Right under 56, though.
I know.
Dangling there for you, Mike.
Jim, the problem is we got no advantage. These not, I mean, I got to stay away from this game. I'm sorry to the people who've cashed the ticket, but you can't yell at me for being careful. I'm not going
to
do it.
I would just say to you, I'm not going to convince you, but to you, the listener, playoff blowouts happen. And we saw a lot in the opening weekend. The Lions are the best offense in football. If someone's going to blow somebody out, it would be the Lions offense, the best in the playoffs, against the Commanders, who have the worst defense in the playoffs. Maybe that's an oversimplification, because Mike's right. There is this fight in the Commanders. They've won a lot of close games, late games. They don't go away. I understand a hesitancy. I'm not going to, you know, call you names, Mike. But, and I'm not going to say, oh, you don't believe in the Lions enough, which I know people do.
Because I do. It's just the numbers so goddamn big.
No, I know. And I know you get some of this local, do you believe in us to win the Super Bowl or not, Mike? Have us win by a million. No one's doing the fake fan routine if you don't think your team's winning by double digits. I just have a confidence that this is a smash spot against a bad run defense. It's fundamentally everything the Lions need to win the way they need to win. And I'll take them in a big spot at home. Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.